Happy Thursday, friends. Today, Common Sense Overseas is in the lovely Tuileries Gardens, which is one of my favorite places in Paris to visit. Another place that I visited for the first time this week was the Palace of Versailles, including the Hall of Mirrors, where the famed Treaty of Versailles ending World War I was signed. Now, it's kind of coincidental that that treaty was signed there, because that's also where Germany declared the German Empire after the War of 1870. Now, historians may correct me on this, but I don't see throughout history France and Germany being besties for all these centuries. So there might have been some payback in signing this treaty in the Palace of Versailles. But the reason the payback is because if you look at the terms of it, it really devastated Germany's economy. Now, we might argue that they had that coming, but here's the problem. The whole purpose of the United States being in World War II, maybe not the whole purpose, but one of the big purposes was to stop the spread of communism. What happened in World War I was that Germany's economy was devastated by the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. They had to pay back billions in reparations to France. They lost territories, they were humiliated, their economy was devastated, and they were just left in a place where they didn't know what to do, they couldn't survive, and they were looking for answers. Thus, that's when someone like Hitler can come in and be, you know, he seems to have answers, so yeah, we're gonna listen to him. As I've said before, communism flourishes when there is weakness. Just like a virus, it will grow and feed on weakness. So, perhaps economically speaking, while the Treaty of Versailles, again, some might say that Germany had it coming at that point, especially the French, and it would be hard to disagree with them, it seemed like there were more dire consequences. Even John Maynard Keynes thought that World War II might have been avoided if that treaty had never been signed. So, tomorrow's Friday. When dealing with folks that you perceive as your enemies, perhaps we should just use our common sense.
Remember.